Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a piece of legislation that you've introduced that would repeal a provision that is currently in law that really affects contractors, affects subcontractors, and is a little bit confusing. So talk to us about what's going on here and why you proposed the legislation you proposed.
In the wee hours of the night, back during the last year, in 2017, the Pennsylvania legislature and the governor signed a bill that caused miscellaneous income. That's something that you would get as a subcontractor, or if you're a plumber, if you're an electrician, you might get it's called a 1099 miscellaneous. And it's called miscellaneous non-employee compensation. It sounds like just an innocuous thing to people, but this thing is catastrophic what it's gonna do. This bill that got passed into the late night hours will require Pennsylvania contractors and companies, everyone, to withhold Pennsylvania withholding tax from out-of-state miscellaneous income. Now, on the surface of it, you could say, well, that's giving us revenue for someone that would have earned money in Pennsylvania. But in reality, it subjects the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to violating every multi-state tax agreement we have with all the bordering states. So what I like to tell people, if you live in Lancaster County, York County, Lebanon County, Dauphin County, some of the counties that are bordering on Maryland in particular, you might have a lot of people who work in Maryland and live in Maryland and work in Pennsylvania and vice versa. This bill will require Pennsylvanians and contractors and the like to withhold 3.07% from all of those payments. Unfortunately, that, generally speaking, violates every one of the agreements we have with those people, and you'll see the retribution that comes about from the other states. So what I like to tell people, if you live in Pennsylvania and you work in Maryland, you better be prepared for the state of Maryland to retaliate against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for doing this very thing. So my bill, House Bill 2027, is designed to repeal that provision. And what it will do is it will say basically any state that we have reciprocity with, and that's what it's called. That means if you work in Pennsylvania and you live in Pennsylvania, you pay Pennsylvania tax. If you live in Pennsylvania and work in Maryland, you pay tax in Pennsylvania. That's what the reciprocity means. And we currently have reciprocity now with Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, Ohio, Delaware, and New Jersey. And if we do that, we would keep those agreements with all those other states. We also have it with Indiana, but that doesn't affect that many Pennsylvanians. But we're saying let's preserve those agreements and then let's stop making this thing so complicated. I've been getting deluge with phone calls from CPAs saying, what were they thinking when this happened? And they actually, the first person was a friend of mine, said, what were you thinking when you did this? I said, well, I voted against it. And I said, I voted against it because of this 1099 miscellaneous. You know, for the average person that doesn't know what a 1099 miscellaneous is, I would encourage you to look it up, because what it does is it complicates the life of everyone so much. It will interfere with businesses going across the state, and it will make us that much less competitive in the landscape. So I would encourage you to contact your state representative in your area. If it happens to be me, I'm already the sponsor of the bill, to say let's get on board and make Pennsylvania a better place to work and live.
Representative Ryan, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.